I'm back in Budapest. Yesterday I was in London. It was difficult to get the podcast through over the last few days. I've been exceedingly busy. And this weekend we're having Holy Name Festival. Govinda Maharaj is here, and Puri Maharaj, and Niranjan Maharaj, and Chandramouli Maharaj just arrived at the airport. They're on the way here to the temple. We'll try to record some of the kirtans and put them on the podcast. The last installment of Experiences in Krishna Consciousness was the difficulty or chore of convincing devotees that they'll need facilities more than just a Sankirtan bag in order to stay in Krishna Consciousness. And today, well, I have in front of me 1996 to 2001, which are the years of development, more temples, Pariyatra, New Vrindavan, national strategy. But before that, I should talk about Radhe Shyam, because it's Radhe Shyam's mercy that really made everything possible. From the first visit in Hungary, well, actually, in the first visit, I couldn't bring Dani Thai Gaurhari, but from the first time that I did bring them to Hungary, I saw them as being the captains, and guiding the preaching and everything that was going on by their grace. In 1996, I perceived a change in that guidance, in that, especially in my life, but in the development of the Hungarian Yatra, Radhe Shyam took control, and along with Gaur Nitai, they gave extraordinary empowerment to devotees, to the services that they rendered to spreading Krishna consciousness. So I should speak a little about them, although many things that I would like to say can't be said, but I should say a few things to glorify them, although perhaps most of the listeners to the podcast have visited New Rajadham and seen Radhe Shyam and participated in their kirtan. It may be 1993 or probably 1994 that Radhe Shyam came to the UK. Balagopal Devidasi, my god sister, she actually went to Jaipur, and I asked her to locate deities for New Rajadham. I was thinking ahead. I didn't have any specific date for when we would install the deities. There was no temple for them. In fact, I don't believe there was even the farm at that time. But we were looking for one. And since Radhapad Das, who is since deceased, was enthusiastic for sponsoring deities in ISKCON's temples, so we took him up on that offer. He was the one who also sponsored Big Dal Nitai Vijay Garanga in Budapest. And as it turned out, these deities were the deities that were meant to be in St. Petersburg. They were ordered for the temple in St. Petersburg. And when Balagopal came back and told me, she said that there's just the deities that I asked her for, Black Krishna and Srimati Radharani, 1 meter tall. But she said that they're very beautiful. However, she saw that there was a individual or lone Srimati Radharani, very, very beautiful, in her own words, just as beautiful as the Radharani in Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir. So in the, must have been in the spring of 94, I went to see the deities myself, and I was very awestruck by their beauty and how wonderful they were. And I also agreed that that other lone Srimati Radharani who was standing there, who was also just the right size, very, very beautiful, and a little different from Shyamasundara in the sense that she was leaning a little forward, he was leaning a little back, and as that would manifest in time when they were on the altar, she became more prominent presence of the two deities. Anyway, then even in our presence, we had them packed and shipped, and Radhisham arrived to England sometime probably in the spring or summer of that same year. And if devotees remember, I had a small office right at the end of the corridor on the first floor, just above the temple room, and I put them up there. I put them on the windowsill, put a cloth behind them so they wouldn't be seen from downstairs, and I had my little chokhi there, and they were right in the window, and they stood there for 2 years. We made no offerings. When Rohini came to the manor, I had her buy some cloth, and they had and make an outfit. They had one set of clothing, very nice chiffon outfit in many different colors, and they just stood there for years. Devotees from Hungary who would come and visit the manor or come and visit me, they would see the deities. And as we begun construction of the temple in New Brajadam, we had a photo of them right where the altar would be. We made a makeshift brick altar. You can't even call it an altar. It was just a platform. And they were standing on top of that. And for 2 years, while the temple was under construction, they remained at the manor. I would always sit there and look at them. And from that time when they were there, it became increasingly obvious, more and more and more, that they were arranging things. When Radhisham arrived, our fundraising, temple construction, everything went into a whole different gear. They were in England, and devotees in Hungary were mixing earth with a little cement and ramming it to make the present temple, which is all rammed earth with brick columns. And their presence here, some pictures that we gave to devotees so that they would be encouraged, brought about a real change in devotees' consciousness, in that they could now understand that Krishna was coming to Hungary. In 1995, in the fall of 1995, we put, me meaning myself and Abhimanyu, put Radhisham into the motorhome, and we drove them through Europe to Hungary, to the Budapest temple, and informed all of the devotees in the yatra that the deities would come and give darshan to the devotees. This would be their opportunity to see them. After this, they would be again in invisible, or in at least they would be in a secluded place until installation. Generally, we don't do things like that, but in order to galvanize and the devotees, in order to encourage everyone for the really difficult effort that they were making in building the temple, and it was a national effort. Budapest Temple was donating very seriously. There were devotees involved in New Brajadhami construction, other temples that were just giving all of their profits from the book distribution to the temple construction. They needed a little boost. And so sometime in the fall of 95, then we took the deities, brought the deities from New Brajadhan, from Budapest to New Brajadhan. And all the devotees were there. We came in some van, and there was an altar that was made, a makeshift altar with a beautiful thick slab of, must have been about 4 inches thick slab of black marble, and brought the deities, put them on the altar in a way that no one saw. And we did that, where did we do that? We did that in the area that is just the walkway just before the temple. We set up the deities over there, and then we removed the, and they were nicely dressed, or at least as nicely dressed as they could be at that time, and we removed the cloth in front of them with big kirtan, and all of the devotees were able to get the darshan of Radhe Shyam, and Radhe Shyam got darshan of New Brajadhan, their eternal residence. Devotees were able to file up one after the other and offer flowers and bow down, and it was a very, very wonderful thing. It was bringing Krishna, Radha and Krishna, to Vrindavan. And at that point, it became very clear, I think, to most devotees, that this place wasn't just New Brajadhan by name, but actually it was Vrindavan indeed, in fact. And then we put the deities in a room where they were cared for. They would stand on their makeshift altar, and they stayed there up until the installation at Janmashtami time. Just before Janmashtami, of course, that was a big celebration, but just before Janmashtami, the temple being completed and the deities ready to be installed, we had had all of their paraphernalia. Puri Maharaj and Scottish Shatra donated all of their silver plates, artik paraphernalia, and Rohini went to India, ordered dresses, day dresses, night dresses. And it was quite interesting that the night before, or the day before, 2 days before the dressing of or the installation of the deities, then we noticed that actually Srimati Radharani was painted. She was covered with white paint. And we weren't all quite sure what to do. Govinda Maharaj was there, Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj. But ultimately we removed the paint. And when we removed the paint, and she was painted because there were some minor flaws in the marble. We removed the paint, and it seemed like Srimati Radharani then came into, fully manifested her presence. She was really hiding behind this paint. And we installed them on Janmashtami 1996 for Srila Prabhupada's centennial, wonderful celebration. And that installation, although the presence was very strong from the moment that I saw them in Jaipur to the moment they arrived in the UK and then in Hungary, and the relevance to the Hungarian Yatra increased more and more. But after the installation, then everything everything changed. They really became the center of devotees' lives. Devotees experienced this wonderful ecstasy experience of chanting Hare Krishna in their presence. It was such a really wonderful, thrilling experience, and continues to be at the present. And for me personally, it was like it was as if someone had sort of kicked down the doors or the door to your heart and just entered in. Radhesham forcibly entered into my heart and mind and took up residence over there, something that wasn't really on my mind in these days. Making Lakshmi, building temples, enthusing devotees was the meditation that I was absorbed in. But the result of that meditation seemed to be that of their own accord, Radhesham made themselves known, made themselves manifest. And that was 10 years ago. And things have never been the same since, but rather the increased relationship in which they seem to be the inaugurators, accelerators of that relationship increases more and more day by day. The only thing I can say that it is very wonderful, and it's not an experience that is solely and wholly mine. Particularly, it's shared by all of the devotees who live in New Brajadam. For them, much to my satisfaction and also comfort, because I know that that will make New Brajadam successful, it'll remain successful. Radhesham are really the heart and soul, the life and soul of the devotees in Krishna Valley. They really love the deities, and they are the center of their lives. And as long as it continues like that, no doubt everything will be successful. And because of that mood, the many austerities devotees did to bring Vrindavan here to Hungary, that their services were accepted by the Lord because he personally came and appeared there, was a real confirmation for the devotees that they were doing the right thing. And as long as they continue to do the right thing, certainly Radhesham will continue to manifest more and more of their divine potencies, one of which is the tourism that attracts 35,000 people a year. And once again, it's Radhesham who's attracting the people, Radhesham and their devotees. People come, they see Krishna, and whatever they think, whatever their position in life, they can't fail but be attracted by their grace and their beauty. And as a result, New Brajadam has really become known as Krishna's Valley in Hungary. And everyone from ministers of parliament to simple village people come and take benefit of that spiritual wonder, spiritual potency that's accessible to anyone and anyone who really wants it. That's a few words on Radhesham. Many books could be written, but let me just leave it at that. Radhesham's mercy makes everything possible. That is the experience, the experience that I'm sharing now, and we'll continue tomorrow a little more with this 1996 to 2001 era.